Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Dalad. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Dalad Amar Aleph, the top line, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have been learning from the beginning of our Masechta that the halacha is that for 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was sequestered, the Lishkas Pahedrin. And we've been learning that there was essentially Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish from where we learned this halacha. Rav Yochanan learns it from the Shiva Shemei Meluim, that before the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when the Mishkan was inaugurated, Aaron and his children were sequestered, and the Pasuk says, Lasus L'chaper. We learn from there that so too is the halacha regarding Yom Kippur. As we've been learning, it's also the halacha regarding the Kohen who does the Avodah of the Paraduma. Rish Lakish learned it from Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was sequestered for six days, and then we learned at the end of our previous year, one more day was added, that in case he had relations with his wife, he should not become tamei. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Bishlam lo dedidi al pinim emaloyim. According to my opinion, that we learn this halacha of being mafish the Kohen Gadol from the Meluim, the Tanya, the Pasuk, the Braisa teaches us, Zev Zev. Whether it's the Kohen who does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, or whether it's the Kohen that does the Avodah with the Parah Adumah, the Loch is Mazon Lov Kol Shiva, they would sprinkle on him all 7 days, Mikol Chata Shoha Yusham, from all the Parah Adumah that there was there. Dava Nami Hazah B'Meluim. So since we're learning Hazah from Meluim, so just like by the Meluim, there was sprinkling all those 7 days. So too is the halacha, says the Gemara, that there's supposed to be hazar all these days. El didach, but according to you, says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, the yalfis mi Sinai, that you're learning the halacha of Hafrosha. From Sinai, hazar b'Sinai mihava, there was no hazar by Sinai, so why would there be a requirement for hazar over here? So our Gemara is teaching us that for the 7 days that the Kohen was sequestered, they had to spritz at him from all the chattas of the Parah Adumah that were there. The way most Rishonim learn, certainly based on the Rambam says if we look at the history of the Parah Adumah, he says that there were nine, this is the Rambam Hilchas Parah, Paragimel Halacha Dalid, there were nine Parah Adumas in our history, and they took from all of those Parah Adumas, and they always saved some of the ash from the Parah Adumah, and they took all of those Parah Adumas ash, and they used it for Hazar on the Kohen all of those days. There is Machloikis Rishonim, what does that mean, and why? So Rabbi Yonasan ben Lemuel says the reason they did this was out for covered for the Kohen, to show that they're using all the different Parah Adumah ash. The Bar Tanura says that the way it worked was, every day of the days that the Kohen Gadol was sequestered, every day they used the ash of a different Parah Adumah. The Gvuras Ari says no. The Gvuras Ari says the way it worked was that they mixed together the ash of all of the Parah Adumas, and after they mixed together the ash of all of the Parah Adumas, says the Gvuras Ari, that mixture was used to spritz on the Kohen Gadol. Rashi, however, brings another pshat. Rashi says, Eifa Parah Shel Moshe Loikolo. And there's a machlokes how to understand what Rashi means. The Pasha pshat in understanding Rashi is that they took only Moshe Rabbeinu's Eifa, which is most significant. It was the Parah Adumah Eifer that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Given that that was the most significant Parah Adumah ash, that was the ash that they used. And there's a question here too, what does that mean? Does that mean that they only used Moshe Rabbeinu's? Does it mean that they used the one that they had in their generation plus Moshe Rabbeinu? But Rashi adds a second pshat, that Eifer Parah Shel Moshe Loikolo. Amalei. So Reish Lakish is saying to Rabbi Yochanan, according to me, the hazard that took place during those 7 days is very understandable. But according to you, what's pshat? Why was there necessary for hazard to take place when they separated the Kohen Gadol? Amalei, so Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yochanan, Ultamech, and according to your understanding, Minicha, is it understandable what's going on here? But Meluim, in the Meluim, what they spritz midam ha-karbonus. They spritz from the dam of the carbon. Hacha, by the Kohen Gadol, they use the water, the Eifachatis mixture. So if you're saying we're learning from Meluim, and that's why it is Hazar, just like there was by Meluim, so shouldn't there be the exact same type of Hazar? Answers Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, Oloi Kasha. That's not considered a question. The Tanya Rav Chiya, because as Rav Chiya taught us in a Braisa, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. The Mayim is in the place of the Dam. And therefore, even though indeed during the time of the Shivas Shmei Meluim, they used Dam, now we use Mayim. El Lidach of the Efer Chattis. El Lidach, says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Hazar B'Sinai Mehavoy. Was there any Hazar by Hasinai? So why do we do Hazar if we're learning from Hazar, from Has Sinai? To which Reish Lakish responds, Amalei Reish Lakish responds, Ma'al Ba'alma. You're right. The reason they did Hazar is because, not because they learned it from Sinai, which is the source of learning the halakha that you have to be sequestered to Kohen Gadol. They did it from Ma'al Ba'alma. What's Pshat Ma'al Ba'alma? So there's two, for Paraduma, the Malabama, as we've said more than once, is because to show that we don't agree with the Tzdikim, they specifically used a Kayin who was a Tful Yoim to do the Avoid of the Paraduma. And in order that nobody should in any way think that the Paraduma doesn't have to be done with Tahara, they went to the extreme in all other halachas of Paraduma. And one of the halachas that we mean to say here was that the Paraduma, they spritzed on the Kayin, not just separated him, but did Hazar on him for the 7 days before. And then by the Kohen Gadol who's doing the Avodah Yom Kippur. Again, the Maila means because we're so concerned that this Kohen who's going to do the Avodah should be kept b'kedusha b'tahara. So one of the ways to show that is by treating it with this great by making sure that we do Hazar every day. That will show him Hazar. That will show him how important his Kedusha and Tahara are to Klal Yisrael. So Agamar says, Nichnusu Mayim B'Makom Dam. So the Meiri explains the Gemara in a very simple fashion. He says that truthfully, whenever Hazar is required, Hazar should be done with the Efer Parah. And that's why, throughout the history, whenever Hazar is suggested to be done, that's what's used. However, in the time of the Shivas Shmei Meluim, there was no Efer Parah yet. And since there was no Efer Parah yet, therefore, they had no choice but to use Dam. But what the Gemara means to say is, as soon as the Mayim of the Efer Parah became available, of course, that's what we're supposed to use. But then I saw from Rabbi Zalman in the Sefer Evin Ozel, a different Pshat in the Gemara. He says that if we think about the Prisha, the separation of the Kohen during the Se'ayin Yemei Meluim, versus the separation of the Kohen in Yom Kippur Paraduma, it's a very different type of separation. By the Zayin Yemei Meluim, he says the Kohen were separated because of Kedusha. And by Paraduma and Yom Kippur, they were separated for Tahara. That the Kohen should be in a state of pure Tahara when he approaches to do the Avodah. And therefore, when we speak about the Prisha of the Zayin Yemei Meluim, where we're trying to attain Kedusha is attained through Karbonus. Karbonus is the best example of Kedusha. But when we speak about the Prisha for Yom Kippur and Parah Aduma, that they were trying to attain Tahara, there it makes much more sense to use Mechatos, the Paraduma mixture, which brings Tahara to a person. So our Gemara has been focused on the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, from where do we learn the halacha of sequestering the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan learned it from the Meluim, and Reish Lakish learned it from Hasinai. And the Achronim point out a number of nafkaminas la'alocha based on where you learned it from. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha would be that you would have to separate the kohanim to a makom kaddish. And that's indeed what the Mishnah says, that they put him to Lishkus HaPedhedrin, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to have to learn that the Lishkus HaPedhedrin was a makom kaddish. As according to Rish Lakish, it doesn't have to be a separation to a makom kaddish, it just has to be separated. That's one nafkamina that the Gevura Sari suggests. Another nafkamina that Gevura Sari suggests, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is an issue that we began to discuss at the beginning of the Masechta. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he had to be separated for 7 days, 24/7, just like that was what happened by the Meluim. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, that the seventh day, as we mentioned at the beginning of our shiur today, was only something that was added on later. He certainly wouldn't have to be separated for that day totally, because all we want to make sure is that he didn't become tummy from a nida, and therefore the first day would not require a full 24 hours, full separation for 24 hours. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, the Tanya Kavasi to Rish Lakish, and there's a brisa that supports Rish Lakish's opinion. Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The pasuk says regarding the avoda of Yom Kippur, "Bezois yova Aaron al kodesh, beparben bokel lchatos va'ayel oilam." And says the Gemara, the way to understand that pasuk, "Mash omer be'inyan." Regarding something that sells elsewhere, here too should be that halacha. Mahi, what does it mean? Where elsewhere are we connecting to here? Binyan de Meluim. Regarding what it says, the Shiva Shimei Meluim. Or my Elmer Binyan de Meluim. And what have we learned regarding the Meluim? Aaron Pir Shiva, that Aaron was separated for 7 days with Shimesh Yoimechad in order to be able to do the Avoida on the Yoim Hashmini on the day of Rish Chodesh Nissen. Moshe Masloi Kol Shiva, and Moshe Remenu was with him all those 7 days, Kedei Lechanchoi Ba'avoidoi, to teach him the Avoida, Vafla Doris, and so too is the Halacha, Koin Godel Pyrus Shiva, he separates himself for 7 days, and then Misham Shem Echad, and then he comes to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur. V'shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Metalmidav Shel Moshe. And we have two Talmidim with Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean that we have Talmidav Shel Moshe? Says the Gemara, Lafuki Tzedoikim, that we specifically find Talmidim who are people who believe in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, not Chas V'Shalom, people who are Tzedoikim that don't believe in Torah Shebapeh. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu, take these two Talmidei Chachamim to be together with the Kohen Kol Shiva for all the days, for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, Kedei Lechanche Be'Avoidoi, to teach him the Avoida. So of course the Rishonim ask, why do we have to have two? Why is one not enough? So the Tosfos Shonim says, Tovim Shnayim Echad, it's better to have two Rabbeim, two people teaching him the Avoida, than one. Like that will make sure that he does it properly. But then the Tosfos Rosh gives a different answer. When we speak about the Avoida on Yom Kippur, here too there were differences of opinion how the Avoida should be done. One of the big machlokes was that we know that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores, and the Haktarah was supposed to be done according to us, the burning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tzedakim felt that you should already have it lit before. So if the Kohen Gadol will do it the wrong way, and then they'll say an excuse, well, I never knew that that's not the way to do it. So that's why the Gemara says, we sent along two people. We know whenever we need testimony, whenever we need edus, we need to have two people, that they should be edim, that he didn't know what's the right way to do it. And if he didn't do it the right way, he has no excuse. Ukshein, says the Gemara, Mikan Amru, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrisha Kohen Gadol Mebeisa Lishkus Behedrin, he was separated to Lishkus Behedrin. Ukshein from Mafrisha Kohen Gadol, the way we do this by Yom Kippur, Kach Mafrisha Kohen as a Sarif Apara, we do so for the Kohen that's going to do the Avoid of the Paraduma, Lelishka Shalpnei Abira, in a chamber that's on the Bira, we had at the beginning of the second, the first staff, What is the definition of bir? Is it a specific place? Or is it an entire Beis HaMikdash compound? It was in Tzfoyna Mizrocha, on the northeast side. Vechetzeh, vechetzeh. And both the Kohen Gadol who does the avoid for Yom Kippur and the Kohen who's going to do the avoid with the Par Aduma. Mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatos shayisham. We spoke about this earlier. We use all of the mechatos that were there to be spritz on him. Vim taimim meloim dam. And if you'll ask, by the meloim they use dam, and hocha we're using mayim. Amrit, as we said earlier, nechnasu mayim tachas dam. Va'omer, and then the Brisa concludes, the Pasuk says regarding the Shiva Shimei Meluim, Kasha also b'yom hazeh, Tziva Hashem, Lasois, L'chapa Aleichem, Lasois Elu Ma'asipara, L'chapa Elu Ma'asiyom Kippurim. So this Brisa very clearly indicates that the source of the Shiva, of the separation of the 7 days is the Zayin Yimei Meluim. Ask the Gemara, we began the Brisa by saying, how do we know that we learn from the Meluim, because the pasuk says bezois yava aron al kodesh. Ask the Gemara, v'hai bezois, but that pasuk is needed mibayle legufay to teach us b'par ben boker l'chatus v'ayloila, to teach us what kind of kabbonis the Kohen Gadol has to bring on Yom Kippur. So how can we say that this pasuk is here to teach us that din? Answers the Gemara, Amri, if the entire purpose of that parsuk was just to teach us that rule, that's a lashon zachar, and the kabbonis, the animals that the Kohen Gadol brought, were male animals. My, why did the Torah use the word bezois? To teach us shmam notarti, to teach us two halachas. One was to teach us the halacha that the Kohen Gadol should bring a par ben boker l'chatos v'ayel la'olam, and also to teach us bezois, that he has to be separated which is a lush in the keva, he has to be separated for 7 days. But then, as we pointed out, the Braisa at the end brought another pasuk, the Oimer, the pasuk that we've been working with, Kasha Asa B'yom Ezet, Siv Hashem, Lasos L'chapa Aleichem. Ask the Gemara, Mai V'Oimer, why was there a necessity for another pasuk? We've already learned from Bezois Yova Aaron that there's a din of Zayin Yomim. V'chi Tema, because says the Gemara, if we'll only have the pasuk of Bezois Yova Aaron, we may think Yom Kippurim Kama, the first time that they did the Avoda in Yom Kippur, who the Bai Prisha? That's when Prisha was required. Kere Ashkham B'Meloim, that just like the Meloim was a one-time event. Av B'Yom Kippurim the Alma, when we speak about future Yom Kippurim, Inami, or maybe we'll suggest, Kohen Gadol Kama, the first Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen, who the boy Prisha? By him, there would be a requirement of Prisha. Av Kohen Gadol Ba'alma, future Kohanim Gedolim, Loi, would not require Prisha. Tashma, that's why you have another pasuk of Kasha Asa, that we learn that this is a halacha that applies in all the years. And even though, points out the Rishash, the pasuk clearly indicates that whatever is the halacha of Aaron on Yom Kippur will be the halacha in all future generations, says the Rishash, we would say that that's only regarding the avoda on Yom Kippur itself. But here, where we're speaking about the avoda which takes place before Yom Kippur, maybe that isn't the halacha. That's why we have to have these psukim, the pasuk to teach us that even this preparatory part of the avoda applies to all the years. So now the question is, the pasuk of Kasha Asa, B'yom Ezet Tziv Hashem, Lasos L'chapa Aleichem, is clearly indicative that this halacha of Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, of separating the Kohen Gadol for 7 days B'yom Kippur, applies, and applies for all years. So now the question is, why do we need Bezois Yava Aaron? There's no need for that pasuk. We can learn all from this pasuk of the second pasuk of Kasha Asa B'yom Ezet. So some Rishonim, the Ritva, the Tosfos Rish, explain, if we would have learned only from this pasuk, if I only had this pasuk, I would still make the same assumption, perhaps, that this halacha only applies in the first Yom Kippur, and the first Kohen Gadol. Only because we have two psukim, and now we have the question, why did the Torah have to teach us it twice? Do we learn that the Torah is trying to teach us that this doesn't only apply in the first Yom Kippur, and the first Kohen Gadol, it applies all the other years? Another pshat that he says, that if we didn't have the pasuk that the Tosfos Rosh suggests, if we didn't have the pasuk of Bezois Yov Aaron LaKodesh, we wouldn't have said that the pasuk of Kasha Osor has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. And only because we have Bezois Yov Aaron that helps us understand that that there is such a halacha, then we have Kasha Osor, then we could say Kasha Osor comes to teach us that halacha. Another pshat that I learned is that the primary point of this pasuk perhaps may be Parah Adumah, which we can't learn from Bezois Yov Aaron. Once we have to have this pasuk of Kasha Osor to teach us the halacha Parah Adumah, the Torah also repeated the halacha of Yom Kippur. So we have finished analyzing at this point for now the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who learns the halacha of the Mafrish and Zayin Yomim of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur from the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Now the Gemara begins to analyze the opinion of Reish Lakish, who learns it from Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, Tanya the Kavasei de Reish Lakish, we learned in a Braisa later Reish Lakish. It says in a Braisa, Moshe Ola Ba'onon, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai in a cloud, V'niskasa Ba'onon, and he became covered in that Onon, V'niskadish Ba'onon, and that's where he reached Kedusha, L'kabel Torah L'Yisrael B'Kedusha, in order to receive the Torah for Klal Yisrael in a state of Kedusha. Shnem, as the Pasuk says, V'yishkin k'vayit Hashem al Har Sinai, and the Pasuk continues, V'yichaseo Onon sheis yishyomim, V'yikra Moshe b'yom yishvi m'toich Onon. So the Gemara begins to understand when exactly did this happen. Says the Gemara, this pasuk that we're learning, that Moshe was separated, went up in the Onan, was separated for 6 days, all happened after the Aseres HaDibros were already given. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, went up to Shemayim for 40 days. Says the Gemara, at the beginning of those 40 days, he went up for six, there were 6 days that he was first on top of Har Sinai before he went up to Shemayim. And this is the opinion of Yosef Glili. However, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, Yishkan Kvod Hashem began on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and V'chaseyu, then the Pasuk says that he was there for 6 days. Those were the 6 days till Kabbal Satira. But what happened those 6 days? Ha'anon Lahor, the mountain covered this, the cloud covered the mountain. V'yikra Moshe, the Klal Yisrael were all standing there, ready to be mekabel the Torah. The Leipah Kosov, and the pasuk that mentions Moshe Rabbeinu itself is Allah like covered LaMoshe. It's only coming to show respect to Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's nothing to do about Moshe Rabbeinu being separated for 6 days. So here we have a fundamental machloikus, Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, when were those 6 days? According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, those 6 days were after Kabbalah's Aseres HaDibros, and according to Rabbi Kiva, they were 6 days before. Rabbi Nosson Oyman, the Gemara continues bringing different opinions. Says the Gemara, these 6 days, according to Rabbi Nosson, were after the receiving of the Luchas. What was the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu being there for 6 days? To clear himself out from any eating and drinking. To make him like a malach before he could go up. So he says, so the question, of course, the Rishonim ask, well, what food were they eating in the Midbar? They were eating man. And so if they were eating man, why does that's lechem and hashamayim? Why is there a need to clear that out of the system? So the Tosfos Rishonim suggests that they needed to clear that out because what they needed to clear out was that Klal Yisrael and the Midbar would also buy food from merchants that traveled through, and that was the food that had to be cleared out. The Siach Yitzchak says that Malachim, yes, mon, as we just said, is lechem and shemayim, but malachim don't even eat mon, and that had to be cleared out. The Shlo says it doesn't mean that we were trying to clear out the mon. Mon is lechem and shemayim. He says what the Gemara means to say is they were trying to bring Moshe Rabbeinu up to Madrega. We human beings are gashmius. We're human beings. They were trying to make him similar to a Malach before he actually went up to HaSinai. The Chasam Sofer says, the Chazal teach us, Ad she yispalel Adam sheichnasu Devar Torah b'mayecha, before a person should daven, that he should be able to understand Devar Torah, hispalel shloit tekanes achil gasa b'mayecha. You have to be careful with what you eat. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, what the Gemara here means to say again is that we wanted to make sure that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the proper madrega to be mekabel the Torah. Here we see a concept of clearing out the body for 7 days before they can come to certain madrega. So I saw from the Pnei Menachem Zatzal that that's why every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to eat matzah for 7 days. And we know matzah is the machal de masvusa. Matzah is the food of Amuna. So when we eat the matzah for 7 days, that brings us, like Moshe Rabbeinu was brought, to a certain high level. He says also that the 7 days, these days were after the receiving of the Luchas. The purpose of those days was Bereses b'ziyah, shnama ivdas Hashem b'yira b'yira gila b'roda. And as it says in Pirkei Avos, in the sixth parak, where the Mishnah mentions the memches ways, the 48 ways, how a person could learn Torah, and it says, be'ema b'yira. Ema means that he should have yira shemayim, and kinyan, and yira means that he should act in a proper fashion and all the time. The Maral explains this a little deeper. He says, when somebody sees how great his Rebbe is, how great somebody is, he fears him. Yira represents when he recognizes how small he is. And that's what it means here. Aim of Yira, that a person who's coming to be Makabel the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was coming to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, should have Eima V'yira. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition of Gilu Barada? Amar of Adaba Mast Amarav, B'makam Gila. When we have the receiving of the Torah, at that time, Sham Teira Ada. That's when we have to be in a situation of fear. B'makam Gila, Hey Barada. The Pasuk in Kehelis says, the Dubna Maggid says, B'yoyim toiv haye b'toiv, u'b'yoyim ra rei gamazel umazel oso lakim, adivra shloyim to adam achrav m'uma. The Torah is teaching us to always, in any situation that he's in, he should always remember that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu wherever he is. And if he lives and acts that way, then he will be zoicha to do always the right thing. The Kedusha Slavi explains B'makam Gila Sham Teira Ada, very similar to what we spoke about a moment ago. When a person recognizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings him to Ada. When a person is exposed to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he recognizes, so B'makam Gila, when you have simcha and you are exposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sham Teira Ada, that's when you recognize, that's what brings you to Yiras Shemayim. So the Gemara just taught us a machlokes when those 6 days took place. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machlokes of Rabbi Yosef Galili and Rabbi Kiva? The Mefarshim explained, the Gemara wants to know from where did they take their opinion. Rashi explains, they couldn't have just said this a pisvara. They have to have based on psukim. Says the Gemara, plukta tanoi. Says the Gemara, the machlokes is connected to this machlokes is connected to this machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, b'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah Yisrael. The Torah was given 6 days in the month of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi says it was given b'shir boi in 7 days. Manda Omer, according to the Manda Omer, that it was b'shisha, there was 6 days in Sivan. B'shisha nitna, the Torah was given to Moshe, to Klal Yisrael, 6 days in Sivan. U'b'shiva Ola. On the seventh day, they went up. Everybody agrees that this is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us. Everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The question, the basis of this machloikis, is what day of the week did Rosh Chodesh Sivan take place that year? The Tanakham held that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, and Rabbi Yossi held that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos. And the Gemara continued saying that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah a day earlier. Rabbi Yossi holds Moshe of Hosev Yom Echa Medatoi. Moshe Benu added one day, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to him that we have to be separated from our wives longer, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were separated part of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they received the Torah on Shabbos one day later. The Mandam says that it was 7 days in Sivan when the Torah was given. Holds B'Shiva Nitna, the Torah was given 7 days in Sivan. B'Shelva, on 7 days in Sivan, Ola Moshe, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yikra Moshe V'yayim HaShvi. Rabbi Yosef Glili, now the Gemara connects it all. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Savala Katanakama. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like Tanakama, Dama B'Shisha B'Chodesh Nitna Torah. That in 6 days, on the 6th of Sivan, the Torah was already given. Hilkach, Hayamaisa, when the Torah says that there were 6 days, it has to be that it was after the Seres Dibris, because there were no 6 days available before the giving of the Seres Dibris. And the pasuk that says V'yishkan Kvar Hashem al Har Sinai V'chaseu Onan Shavus Yomim Sheis Yomim was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu was up on top of the mountain for 6 days. V'yikra Moshe B'yom Shvi, and then after he was on the mountain for 6 days, L'kabuli Shar Torah, he went up to be mekabel the Torah. Disal Kedaitoch, if you're going to say, says the Gemara, V'yishkan Kvar Hashem, that pasuk is referring from Rosh Chodesh V'chaseu Onan Lahar was all before Kabbalah Torah, the Yikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, the Kabbalah Seres HaDibris, and then on the 7th day, they went to be Kabbalah Seres HaDibris, that wouldn't work, because HaKabbalah Lahu, they already received the Seres HaDibris, Mishisha, on the 6th day, Vestalika on the Mishisha, and the Onan went away. So must be when the Pasuk says that it was there for 6 days, it's after Kabbalah's Haluchas. Rabbi Kiva Savol Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, holds like Rabbi Yosi. Dama b'shiv b'chodesh nitan Torah b'Yisrael, that the Torah was given on the 7th day. So therefore, when the pasuk speaks about the 6 days, it's talking about the 6 days starting in Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and for those 6 days that we had the mountain covered with the Onan, and that's what the pasuk is referring to. And on the 7th day, Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel the Torah, and afterwards they went up. But according to this, there is no source, according to Rekiva's understanding, there's no source to teach us that you need to be sequestered for days before going up to Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rekiva, according to Rekiva's understanding of what took place on what day in, at that point, Hayan in the Mishkachsla, we could understand Shiva Osu Batamas Nishtabra Luchas, that the Luchas were broken on Shiva Osu Batamas, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down after 40 days being in Shemayim. Because Esther and the Abba B'Sivan, from the 7th day in Sivan until the 30th day of the month, we have 24 days. Then we have Shitz of the Tammuz, and then we have another 16 days in Tammuz. Molowa Abba and Yomim, and then 40 days are completed. The Hava Bahar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai, or B'Shivsa, B'tamas Nochus, and Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the mountain on Sivas B'tamas, V'osa, and he came down and he saw what Klal Yisrael had done with the eagle, V'tavrinu L'Luchas, and he broke the Luchas. However, asked the Gemara, because the Gemara is assuming now that when Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that Moshe was up for 6 days before, for Moshe was up for 6 days, that means that first he was up on the mountain for 6 days, and then the 40 days began. So ask the Gemara, El Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amashisha, the Prisha. There were first 6 days they was on the mountain before he went up. Abon Dahar, at Esim Vitlosim Hamzleitbur. If that's going to be the case, then we wouldn't have the Luchas broken until 23 days in Tammuz. Amlach Rabbi Yossi, to which Rabbi Yossi responds, the way to look at those 40 days is not to look at those 40 days as 6 plus 40, rather, Abayim Dahar Bahadi Shish Deprisha. The 6 days of Prisha are included in the 40 days, and that's why, even according to his opinion, we could understand how Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and broke the Luchas on that day. Amamar, the Braisa said earlier, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe V'chol Yisrael Amdim. According to Rekiva's interpretation of that Pasuk, Moshe Klai Yisrael were all standing then. Besailer of Elezer, and this is a support for Rabbi Elazar taught us. Damar Rabbi Elazar, when the Pasuk says, V'yikra al-Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael amdim, all of Klai Yisrael were there. The Kriya was to all of Klai Yisrael, V'loi ba'a kosef. So why does the Pasuk say, V'yikra al-Moshe, V'loi ba'a kosef, El alach le'kavad l'Moshe, to show respect to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was singled out. So, ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Uvva Moshe, El oil moil adabi itoi, the Yishmas akom adabi ilov me ala kapiris, ashal arana edus, the vein a shnei kruvim, vidaba alov. The Pasuk should have said, call loy. It should have said the Pasuk to him, call a love. What does the Pasuk say, a love? Says the Gemara Moshe Shama to teach us that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, the Chol Yisrael loy shamu. That only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, no one else. So how are we saying here that when the Pasuk says V'yikra Moshe, it means to all of Klal Yisrael? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Habis Sinai, when we're talking about Har Sinai, there it was talking to everybody. And the Pasuk is just singling out Moshe to show respect to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha b'ha'il ma'id. But in Oil Ma'id, there it spoke specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ba'yisema, Lakasha. Haba Kriya, when the Torah speaks about calling out, there, V'yikra l'Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i. Haba Dibur, B'Kriya, it's everybody. But B'Dibur, when the Pasuk says Dibur, there it's only Moshe Rabbeinu, only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Zeika Ramikra, says the Gemara, Rav Zeika asked the following question, Kamei Der B'Lozer, in front of Rav B'Lozer. V'amrilei, Amar Rav Zeika, Rav B'Lozer Rami. Rav Zeika told us that Rav B'Lozer asked the following question. Ksiv the Pasuk says, V'yochel v'lo yochel Moshe lovoi el oyemoyed, ki shochen alova onan. The onan prevented Moshe Rabbeinu fermenting the oyemoyed. The Ksiv, but yet there's another Pasuk that says, V'yochel Moshe v'taych onan, that Moshe Rabbeinu entered the onan. So how do we reconcile these two Pesukim? Says the Gemara Melamed, from here we learn, Shetofsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed onto Moshe Rabbeinu, V'viu B'onan. In other words, as I saw the Sefer, as the Torah Tumim explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Moshe Rabbeinu from being hurt in entering the Onan. The Malachim were upset that he was entering, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him. The Beit Reb Shmuel Tana, Nemekan B'toich, the Pasuk says here, V'yava Moshe B'soicha Onan, V'nemelahalim B'kriyas Yamsov, the Pasuk also uses the word B'toich, the Pasuk says, V'yavoy B'nei Yisrael B'soich Hayam, Malahalon, just like by B'kriyas Yamsov Shvil, a path was made that they should enter, the Ksiv, V'yavoy B'nei Yisrael B'soich Hayam B'yabosha, Shvil. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Moshe Rabbeinu a shvil, a path, how he could enter the oil moid. V'yikra Moshe v'yidaber, lo mehigdim kriya l'dibar. Why does the Pasuk use the word kriya? Why does the Torah teach us kriya before dibar? Says the Gemara, lo mehigdim kriya l'dibar. The Torah is trying to teach us proper behavior. Shlo yom medover l'chaveroi. A person shouldn't say something to anyone else. Ella M. Kane Korea. First, you try to get his attention. First, you get his attention, and after you get his attention, then you should speak to him. You shouldn't say something to someone else. Ella M. Kane Korea. That Rashi explains that the point of the Korea is to show him chibur, to show him love. And then for the proper thing to do is first call him, and after you call him, then we could talk to him. So I saw from Aaron Levine, Zatzal, the Raisha Rav, that this is the Makar for Aminig, that the Ramah in Simon Kufla Mates Sif Gimel teaches us, that when we call somebody up for an Aliyah to the Kriyas HaTorah, we call him up by his name. And he says there were places already in his time that wanted to begin, that every person before Kriyas HaTorah who they intended, the Gabbai intended to give an Aliyah to, they gave him a card saying, you're going to get Shlishi, you're going to get Revi. And he was very against it. Because our Gemara says that Lama Higdam Kriya L'Dibber, Lim the Torah Dar Cheretz, Shlo Yoyme Adam L'Chaveri Elm Kein Kureyu. You shouldn't say something to someone else until you call him. And that's Pshat. And the Mashal says, Kureyu B'Shem, you should call his name out. And therefore here too, before somebody is called up for an Aliyah to the Kriya Satira, Kareyu, we should call him out by his name and then ask him to come up and get an Aliyah. The Pasuk says, Vidava Hashem Elo Oyomeid Lamar, says the Gemara, Ara Musya Babreid Ramasya, Mishmeder Musya Rabba, Mnain Lo Oyomeidavil Chaveroi. How do we know that if you say something to someone else, Shuvah Bal Yomer, that it may not be repeated? Until the person who's telling you whatever he's telling you, lechamor, you may go repeat what I just told you. Shenema v'yadab Hashem elov ma'oyah ma'ayad lemor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him explicitly, go out and say what I told you. Otherwise, you may not say it. And the Chavetz Chaim explains this Gemara. That the Gemara here certainly is not referring to a situation where I was told to keep something a secret. If something is told to me as a secret, of course I may not repeat it. As the Pasuk says, Hoylech Rachel Megalasoid. Here we're referring to a situation where I was not deliberately told that what I'm being told is a secret. Still, the halacha is that I should not repeat what I heard. And here we have a question amongst the Pasukim, what does that mean? Some Pasukim I saw what it means is that if I understand that what I was told was meant to be kept quiet, meant to be kept confidential, I should have the respect to keep it confidential. But if what I was told was not in any way indicative that it should be kept confidential, I have no obligation to keep it confidential. However, the Chofetz Chaim seems to suggest that even if I wasn't told to keep it confidential, a person should become accustomed not to say things in a way that will, not to say things in a way that everything he hears he should repeat. Because if a person gets accustomed to say over everything that he hears and repeats, he may begin to say things that he's not supposed to repeat. So a person should become accustomed to say only what he needs to say.